Fresh in the morning, 12 minutes to 9. Wolves have got a tough game at Chelsea this weekend. West Bromwich are going to take on Spurs at the Hawthorns. You can hear both of those games live on the Goal Zone with WeWantAnyCar.com Saturday from 2. And then, of course, Tom Ruster, the football phone-in, where you can phone and moan. He's not the only person that's got exclusive rights to that. We've been doing that this morning. It's been like therapy. You know, people have been lying on our couch.
That's right. Grinding those gears, the things that really get you going.
It's amazing, the diverse range of things that get on people's nerves. I mean, for instance, there was Donna in Oaken Gates.
Oh, people who don't acknowledge that you've let them go when you're driving at a junction. I just want to turn the car around and chase them.
A lot of driving frustrations have been aired and outed this morning. Hayley in Quarry Bank said this.
And you go to like one of these child-friendly pubs, sitting down, Lilia's cooling, she's getting a bit excited, she's screaming, and the elderly couple over the other side giving you the eyes, looking at you, and like they're huffing and puffing at you, and like, oh, do you know what, I could so poke their eyeballs out because they're looking at me thinking, why don't you control your daughter?
Well, they probably are thinking that, to be honest, yeah. It's where the parents
are. You know what it's like, you've got kids.
I do, yeah.
So why are you sympathising with me then?
Why aren't I?
It's like you're against me.
Oh, honey, no, I'm never against you. No.
That's all right.
Two fairly straightforward things. You think, yeah, I can relate to that. That would get on my nerves as well. But then we ventured into weird territory.
Yeah, what about Jude from Hales Owen?
You know when you're going up the escalators and, like, if you've got somebody in front of you that's just got a basket or no bag and they just stand there and wait for the thing to take them off instead of walking.
So Jude's getting annoyed by somebody just carrying a basket up the travelator.
Hey? It is annoying.
Nikki in Netherton had another weird one.
Yeah, when you're eating in a restaurant and somebody always behind you and blows you, they always seem to blow the nose and it's like, nah.
Nikki, love, they're not doing it on purpose just to annoy you.
But you look at them fresh and they're like, they're okay.
Yeah, I know.
They're probably thinking, what's she looking at me for? All I've done is blow my nose.
Yeah, but you can wipe your nose, go to the toilet, but not blow it when somebody's eating.
Nix, honestly, if that was going to, you know, be running down your nose, wouldn't you rather they blew it than have to look at that?
No, I'll use my sleeve.
Oh,
no!
Nikki,
no!
Seriously, you can't blow your nose while someone is eating, but you can wipe your nose on your sleeve.
But the main ones was frustrated drivers like Darren and Quinton.
You know when you're at a roundabout and people fail to indicate, or if they're in front of you, and they fail to indicate, or they indicate, you know, a couple of flashes before the turn.
Yeah.
That really rates my gears, man.
Well, yeah. If you'd seen Emma's driving, you'd think she shouldn't have passed that test anyway.
Because you're one of these people that fail to indicate. And are you one of these people that just stand there at junctions, people flashing you, and you're there just waiting for them to write you a letter for you to come out?
Well,
so many people's gears have been ground this morning, but hopefully everyone's feeling cleansed and we can have a happy day.